Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
Why not lock up a guy like Cora? Why keep him on a almost like a lame duck coach?
It's a great and fair question because he's had great success here. Everybody knows how we feel about him personally, how those of us who have been here with him feel about him as a manager. When we made the change, the very difficult change with Chaim Bloom, and we brought in Craig Breslow, it's critical that our chief baseball officer, our head of baseball operations, have the authority to make that decision. I don't want to put it all on Brez, but we are putting it on Brez. It's his decision. He will make that decision, and ultimately Alex will make that decision. They need to see not only an offseason, spring training, and the season, and whether that's all of the season, some of the season, we'll see what they decide in terms of that conversation. But the emotions of the season, we already know. Like,
You're good.
We should be 10-0 right now.
I think Sam Kennedy done dog cussed somebody there. I think is what he did over at the Cask earlier this week. That was Sam Kennedy on with Gresham Fourier here on WEEI. It's hour number two. Jones and Mego with Arcan in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. The Cora job security and his lame duck status is a big topic hovering over the team. I didn't really feel the need to push it all that much in the first week. They're 7-3. They're playing well. But you have to wonder why we're here, whether or not it's the team that won't commit to Cora, Cora that won't commit to the team. He's already wildly adjusted expectations after losing just one game at home. The first home game, the home opener, he was adjusting expectations after the fact. It feels like since some injuries have started to pile up, he seems less sold on the team than he did certainly in spring training and than he did out west. And so I wonder if possibly for the first time, I was just looking this up in the last break. What year did John Henry buy the Red Sox? Was it 01 or 02?
I think it was 01.
Okay, if it was 01, then they did make a managerial change with Jimmy Williams in 01, and they went to Joe Kerrigan. That was a disaster. And so maybe they learned from that and felt like we don't need to fire any managers in season.
He was interim, right? He didn't get a whole season.
Kerrigan. No. He replaced Jimmy Williams, right. And then they hired Grady Little for 02 and 03. So they've moved on from plenty of managers. There was the weird year where Ron Renicki took over for Cora when he was suspended. Bobby Valentine only got a year, so they've had quick hooks. But maybe outside of 2001, and I'd have to refamiliarize myself with when they bought the team.
2002 was when, so Fenway Sports Group, or it was called New England Sports Ventures back then, they bid and were successful in 2001, and the purchase happened in 02.
Okay, so that might not have been even...
So that may have been...
They may have never fired a manager. And so when we talk about job security, obviously his status at the end of the year is in jeopardy. Like, I just wonder if it really goes south. We've seen them fire GMs in season consistently. Charrington, Dombrowski, Chaim Bloom last year. I just wonder if things continue to go the way they look like they started to go these last three games, how concerned he should be about making it through the year. Is that a concern?
Well, the question is if he even wants to be here. Like, can he be concerned if he doesn't want to be here next year?
I don't know.
I don't think he wants to be here next year.
Is it easier
the way that things
right.
are going?
Is it easier to get a job if you're at least make it through the year, or does it look different
yeah.
if you get fired?
Well, if you make it through the year, I mean, look, we could ask the same question about what just went on with Bill Belichick to some extent.
100%.
Would it have done Bill a favor to be out, I don't know, in like week 14 or something? Versus having the entire year of bad games?
That's when I was advocating to fire him. So, yeah, probably.
So, I think that it would probably look better for Cora if he finished out the season. But I fully don't think he wants to be here next year. Why would he want to be here? there's no indication that anything is changing next year except that they're going
to
bring up more young kids.
You think he wants
and
to
I don't
be here?
Think he likes coaching these super young kids. He said it as a negative the other day. He said when they dropped that first opening Fenway opener, he's like, yeah, well, we're going to have games like this because the team's young.
You say next year. Do you think he wants to be here right now? Like, I'm not even sure he wants to be here right now.
I think he's committed to it right now. Like, yeah, I do think he's a professional. I think he's committed to it right now.
I didn't say committed. I said, does he want it to be here?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
he seems happier than last year, but it's just a terrible, terrible place to be a manager right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a rough series. Now, I keep pointing this out, and this is as a Pink Hat Red Sox fan on the bandwagon, like glass half full guy. The defending champion Rangers just dropped 2-3 to the A's and almost got no hit. And so bad series do happen. This is not to let the Red Sox off the hook, but it's a matter of keeping things in perspective. What do we think the Red Sox are closer to, the West Coast trip or these last three games, Arcand?
These last three games. And that's because of what happened after the first one. I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, you're talking about a team that's been transformed in some ways and not in a way that should have really had this much of an impact, but it has had that much of an impact. And you're seeing it already. You're seeing it on a nightly basis. They're going to beat bad teams. It's not like they're never going to win again. You know, they're still going to be able to go out and beat the, Chicago White Sox of the world and, you know, the Oakland A's and those type of teams. But when it comes to the teams with real metal, especially in their division, which Mega was harping on a lot last week when you were trying to pin her on that whole, what is this team? When they play the team in their division, it's going to be like this. It's going to be rough because there's good teams in your division, and I think that this is going to be a team, at best, that feasts on the dregs of the league.
Yeah, I just don't see a lot of solutions for the issues that they have right now. And by the way, I don't know if you mentioned this, but they're calling up Cooper Criswell, and he's expected to start tomorrow, according to Ian Brown from MLB.
They already needed a starter. I didn't realize he was being called up, but no, they already needed a starter, yeah.
That's where you're at.
It's
going to be on April 13th. Like, it's not a good situation for so many different areas. And this is what we said, or at least this is what I said when they were coming off of the West Coast road trip, is that, yeah, you have some nice pieces here, and you have some nice talent on the team, but there's already a lot of holes. There's already a lot of weak spots. And the margins are small, and now you're seeing the margins fall away.
So I didn't hear an answer. They're closer to these last three games or the West Coast trip?
These last three games,
okay. They're closer to the West Coast trip. They're still on pace for 87 wins. They're not this bad. They're not as bad as they showed.
87 wins?
By the way.
A couple days ago, you were like 116.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I just keep giving you the math,
Megan. Things are falling fast.
All I'm doing is giving you math, and if they bottom out and it's still on pace for 87 wins, my point is it's not that bad. They easily, and this is not to say that these are fake losses or anything, they easily could have beaten the Orioles in two of these games. And so it's not like they didn't belong on the same baseball field as Baltimore. They got swept. The Rangers just dropped 2-3 to the A's. So I think they're closer to the West Coast trip. But I am starting to lose faith out of what I've seen. You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. We're going to get to the Patriots coming up in a little bit. What are they doing at pick number three? Who could they be taking? And what quarterbacks are attending the draft? What does that tell us about what the Patriots are doing at three? Plus, I think we've unearthed a little bit more from Mac Jones. Ryan's done some digging, so we'll get to that. In the meantime, let's knock out some phones. Tim is in Connecticut. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I'm a longtime Red Sox fan going to the 50s, 60s. I will be forever grateful for this ownership group bringing four World Series championships, but for some reason, unknown, after 2018, they decided that they're not going to spend money on the team anymore. And I really don't understand how that came about.
Yeah, and so I think it was some of us were saying it in 2018, and some of us were getting chastised for saying it in 2018, but it was true. They stopped spending then. They chose to fire Dave Dombrowski, which I think was 2019, so after 2018 they decided to stop doing it. because they felt like Dombrowski was costing them too much. They were watching teams like Tampa Bay winning games with lower payrolls, and they didn't feel like they needed to invest as much. And maybe, just maybe, they looked big picture at a dying sport, and they said, we're not going to spend X to invest in this sport going forward. It's not a growing asset for us. And so we're not going to invest in it the same way. We're going to invest Y instead, and we're going to try to compete how Tampa does. But it was a massive disaster, and I hate that approach. But now we're in the reality of how the Red Sox are operating. John Henry's not going to spend. I have not been fooled by that. I haven't thought differently in 5 years. So he's not going to spend. How do you maximize the window in the meantime? You got to win a different way. And I don't know that they can, but we're going to find out.
I don't think that they can. I'm sorry. Like, I know I'm doom and gloom over here, but I really do think that they're much closer to the team that we've seen in the last three games, and to Arcan's point, because stuff has changed since the West Coast road trip. And you're a worse team, and I don't have confidence in this ownership group to go out and do something, even if this team proves itself to be more like that West Coast road trip. Do you have confidence that halfway through, that when we get to midsummer, they're going to swing some trade for somebody at shortstop?
Definitely.
Or somebody went to firm up the rotation or anything like that?
Not a big ticket asset, no. I mean, maybe a rental like they did with Schwarber in 2021, but no, not a big ticket asset. Definitely not. They're not going to spend. No.
I agree.
I don't have faith at all.
I don't think they're going to do anything, but there may be a change tonight. You know why?
Oh, why? No, why?
City Connect uniforms.
Oh!
They're bringing them back tonight.
Yeah!
Watch out, American League.
Mego, what's that face? You don't like those?
Here comes the blue and yellow tornado.
Well, no, I just realized because it is marathon weekend. That's nice.
Correct.
That's nice. I like that.
Whether it was marathon weekend or not, they need something. They need a slump buster is what they need.
Also, Bobby Batts got called up from Worcester, so you got that too.
Yeah, that could be a very bad thing.
Who?
Bobby Dahlbeck.
Oh, Dahlbeck.
Yeah.
Well, they had a catcher playing second base last night, so, I mean, you could do worse.
Well, we were talking before the show because I mentioned that. It's like, so is that going to be for Devers?
No. No, I'm sorry. You called him Bobby Dahlbeck, though. I didn't realize we were calling him Bobby Batts.
I just came up with
that. I think it's for Winkelmann Gonzalez. What's the guy's name? Romy. The shortstop?
Romy and Michelle.
Right. I think it's for him, if I had to guess, but I don't know. If it's for Devers, we're going to see. Do you want Devers' answer? I haven't read these yet, but Devers, the media caught up with him after the game with his translator, who ostensibly is not betting on baseball. And he said, I'm day-to-day, he said through his translator. It's not a very poor injury.
Glad we have the translator for that.
So just going to keep working, but I think it's nothing serious. It's going to be day-to-day. Like I said, in Seattle, I've been feeling it since spring. Why again, Mego? Why is he feeling it?
Why is he feeling what?
The injury.
Oh, because of you. I'm not going to repeat the joke. That's so lame, Jones. If you want to know the joke, go back and listen to yesterday's show. It's about the ball machine.
Why is she afraid to say it, Arkin? I don't know why she's afraid to go there.
I don't know. It's the funniest thing she's ever
different.
This
different
is all because
audiences.
Of John Henry's moldy balls.
Thank you. So that's what it was. Rafael Devers, why he got hurt. You doubled down on it yesterday. I don't know why you wouldn't go back to it today. I've been feeling it since spring. But every time I was swinging, I was feeling it a little bit more and more. So for me, I think 2 or 3 days off is going to be enough. That's what he said. So that doesn't sound like an IL stint, but we're going to find out. Meanwhile, let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. What's up, Tony?
Hey, too bad we can't fire the owners for the Red Sox. But let me tell you something. Right in the dugout there, they have a better – this Gonzalez kid, Chicago White Sox gave up on him. This guy's a slick fielder. He's a great shortstop. I don't know what they're doing over there. But
okay, he's hurt.
Go look up. Well, he's not hurt. What are you talking
Romy
about?
Gonzalez is hurt. Romy Gonzalez?
He just played the other day.
Yeah, and then he got hurt.
He got hurt in that game.
He's the. I'm telling you.
They called up Bobby Dahlbeck because of him, I think.
Tony,
I don't think
splint last night.
Yeah, he had a splint on.
Well, you were talking about Meyer earlier. This kid's ready to come up right now.
Okay, so fine. So Marcelo Meyer, do we think, and thank you for the phone call, Tony. Do we think he's going to come up this year? Do you agree? You think there's no chance? Why?
I give it like a 5%.
Mego, you watch the Orioles call up a young player every other day, and they're all young. They're all younger than
me. I know, but it's not just about the biological age. It's about their experience.
Okay.
He has lost a lot of experience because of his injury.
What if he hits in Double-A for the next 2 months? They can't call him up?
I think they can call him up.
On the experience.
I just don't think they're going to. You're asking me what I think they're going to do.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're going to.
Arkin?
I think they should, but I trust Bradfo. I mean, I don't think Bradfo just pulled that out of his Tookus. I think that there's some info that he has and that he knows something about how they're planning to use him. So maybe they'll change their mind. I hope they do.
Exactly.
I think that Meyer should get a call up if he keeps hitting. Or even if he doesn't at this point, you're desperate.
Maybe
you need help.
Just, maybe they're just trying
bring him up, yeah. But
maybe they're just trying to keep expectations down, which I don't blame them for. That's not my job to keep expectations down. That's their job. But maybe they're just saying, nah, we're not going to call him up because he was hurt last year and he lost all this time. But if he's hitting the crap out of the ball and I got to watch David Hamilton every night at shortstop, Hammy, who I hope, you know, I guess I shouldn't wish injury on anybody, but, you know, Hammy out there, when it comes to the Red Sox, if Meyer's hitting for 2 or 3 months in double A, they'll call him right up. They called up Mookie Betts. Guys on the Orioles are getting called up left and right. Kowser was in the same draft class. He was drafted after Marcelo Meyer. What are we waiting for? A bunch of guys in that draft class are called up. We went through it yesterday. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your feedback here coming up. We'll get to the Patriots along with all your Red Sox phone calls. The attendees at the draft, not all of the top quarterbacks are attending. Does that tell us anything about what the Patriots could be doing at pick 3? And Ryan has sniffed out a few more Mac B-sides that we're going to get to here right after Trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Christian Arkin.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Caleb Williams is clearly number one. And then I think between Daniels, May, and even McCarthy, you get into more of a, you know, what's your flavor at quarterback? What do you want? What do you expect out of the position? What is your scheme set up for? And I think that's when some of this discussion about May, or could it be McCarthy, or could it be Daniels? I do think it's legitimate, because I do think it's a little bit, you know, in the eye of the beholder.
Greg Bedard on these quarterbacks at the top of the draft. Just a way to get into a news item that I saw last night that intrigued me greatly. And we can get to it here on Jones and Mego with Arkan, live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. Red Sox and Angels tonight at Fenway Park. Weather permitting, the sun popped out there for a moment. I don't know what's in the forecast
it
here.
It did?
It did, I swear.
When?
I don't know. It might have been when you left in one of the breaks. But the sun popped out for a moment. Yeah, exactly. The dark cloud negativity over this Red Sox.
That's what everyone says.
You walked away. You walked away.
That's what I bring. Everyone's like, I can't listen to Mego. She's so negative.
They're like, it's only Jones in there. The sun's going to come out and shine on Fenway Park. Because Mego, again, you're buying the Red Sox. They're closer to their West Coast trip or these last three games?
You saw them against the O's. That's more of who they are.
Arcan?
My O's.
That's what they are now. I mean, that's what they've become. That's what they were transformed into with these injuries, and one of them's for the year. So, yeah, that's closer to what they are.
Okay, again, I'm not concerned about the Trevor Story injury. Like, that is not the kind of thing that should derail your season. So they need to figure out what they're doing at shortstop, but that should not derail their season. I'll stand by that. Meanwhile, here's the item I saw last night, and you guys tell me how you feel about it, and you can jump in on the phones as well, 617-779-7937. Schefter tweets this out. Three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, are among the 13 players who have accepted invitations to be in attendance at the NFL draft in Detroit. Mike Florio had more info on this. He says neither quarterback Bo Nix nor quarterback Michael Penix was invited. The league didn't have either, we're told, on the projected list of the top 15 to 20 picks. So the league doesn't feel like Nix or Penix are going in the top 15 or 20, which is why they weren't invited. However, the league views Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy, who didn't respond to his invitation and had it basically rescinded, as clear and definite early picks. The league does not have the same opinion as to Nix and Penix. So is this nothing? Is this a whole bunch of nothing? The league is high on J.J. McCarthy. They invited him, but he's not attending. We've seen quarterbacks and highly drafted players go from home in the past, right? CeeDee Lamb, I think, fell further than we expected. But that's when his girlfriend stole his phone, Arcan, right, which I know was a big moment for you.
That was hilarious.
And so, like, we've seen highly anticipated players
snatch that thing back,
choose to stay home even though they were invited to the draft and still go relatively highly. How do we feel about all this? And how do we feel about McCarthy not even bothering to respond? You have a wedding coming up, Mego. If somebody doesn't RSVP one way or the other, how do you feel about it?
I'll tell you what. I'm waiting on some vendor responses, and that's not very professional to not respond, especially when someone sent you a legal letter a week ago. If you're listening, you know who I'm talking to.
I think I know who you're talking to.
And one day we're going to have to bring that up on Meg's Planning.
Yeah, those people at the erotic cake place. Real
No, I don't think J.J. McCarthy getting invited and Penix and Nix not getting invited is that big of a deal, because I definitely think that those two are most likely going to be either extremely late in the first round or in the second round. The J.J. stuff, though, like him not responding, is just bizarre.
It's another.
He doesn't have a handler. He doesn't have someone who's, like, handling this for
him? Well,
maybe
he does, and they screwed it up. I mean, I have no idea. It's just another weird hippy-dippy thing that he does that I don't like.
It seems disorganized to me. It doesn't seem hippy-dippy. It seems disorganized.
Yeah, those are usually one and
the same. He is the youngest one, so maybe he's just immature.
You think it's disorganization?
What do you mean?
You think he, like, got lost in the mail?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I was standing out in my yard barefoot. I must not have seen it, man.
Well, why else do you just not respond?
I don't know, because he's a weirdo. This is how I feel about him.
Because no response is a response, by the way.
Yes, agreed.
It's a very strong response. It says, I don't even care.
I'm not part of your construct, man.
I'm not part of your rule. I don't follow your rules.
Yeah, I don't follow the rules, man.
I don't RSVP, man.
I don't wear shoes, into stores, into different places of business, man.
He's like an Australian. Australians don't wear shoes.
Tristan Cassis just walked by and was like, yeah, I like this show.
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
Draft this guy, man. So anyways, just another weirdo thing with McCarthy. But what I initially thought was that he wasn't even invited. I'm like, oh, maybe he's not going so highly. Maybe he's not really tops on the Patriots board. Turns out he got the invite. He just blew it off entirely. So we can add that with all your phone calls. We'll also get to Mac Jones. We found Ryan unearthed some of his raps last week, a week ago.
Mm-hmm. They were disturbing.
He unearthed some. Apparently, he's discovered more.
Oh, no.
So we'll get to those coming up, but let's get to a few phone calls quickly here. Who's been waiting the longest? How about Steve in the car? Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
Hey, Steve.
What's happening, Steve?
How you doing, guys?
Okay, we're doing good. Steve!
Yeah, well, I had some ideas on the Celtics.
First of all,
Mazzulla's got to go. He's too nice to them. They need a growth. They need a real strong leader, and he's not strong.
Okay.
He's a mouthpiece.
Okay,
second of all, they need to get their own rebounds. stop letting and offensive rebounds. Come on.
Okay, so Steve, I appreciate the phone call. This started in the Atlanta series. They have been getting whooped on the boards. It happened last night with New York. This started, I said, the Atlanta series. The two games in Atlanta, they got crushed. And that's mildly concerning because they are what should be a good rebounding team. They have size. The Celtics are a big team. Even if they're not massive in the front court, when you have Tatum and Brown and Porzingis or Horford or whoever else is out there, you should be getting rebounds. And so that's purely effort. I mean, that's effort.
Knicks
and fundamentals.
17 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, that's effort and fundamentals is all that is. Yeah. And so I think they've been a little checked out. Hopefully that corrects in the postseason, but we'll see. Mike's in Florida on Alex Cora. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks. Just want to make a couple of observations that I don't think I've heard. When I watch Alex Cora talk to the media, he seems supremely confident in his position, in his job. I think he is one of the better managers out there. I think that he knows that he's dealt with a bucket of crap, and he's doing the best that he can. And I think the rest of the leagues will recognize that. So he really could give two hoots in hell about what's going on there, because he knows when his contract is up, whether these guys pay him or not, he's going to get paid.
Okay, Mike. So, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. That second point is, I agree with that. How he said it initially, I disagree with. Cora's secure in his position here. I don't think that. I just think he knows he doesn't really care about his position here because of the last thing Mike just said. And that
Bingo.
That has been brought up before, Mike, but I appreciate the take that he just knows, all right, whatever. I have the Dodgers job waiting. Or if Dave Roberts wins a World Series and finally gets on the board there, I have another job lined up somewhere. I know teams are going to be lining up for me. That's what I think the security is. But I will push back on one thing he said. Cora's getting the most out of the team. Meh. Like, I wasn't sold on that last year. Let's see. Like, he was on the West Coast trip. Let's see.
They just lost three straight.
Yeah, and just...
How is that getting the most out of
it? It's all the same issues as last year. And so that's why if it's going to continue to look similar to last year, and I'm not sold they're going to be as bad as last year, but if what we saw in the homestand is what they are, and you two are right, then yeah, I'm not going to absolve the manager of any guilt there. He deserves some blame.
Will you continue to give two hoots in hell?
I might dog cuss him. I might dog cuss him is what I might do. And, well, that last caller was from Florida.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think they do some dog cussing there. I do think that maybe Mac Jones is dog cussed
out.
Up in the
handle. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah, right. And Mac's from Jacksonville. That's up there.
True.
And so, you know, I think he did some dog cussing of his own when it came to Patricia and Judge a couple of years ago. Ryan, we found out that Mac is a secret rapper.
Yes.
You found a few of his tracks.
Yes, I did. Mego said they were disturbing.
Yes,
last week.
They were.
Which, yeah, yeah. I don't know what you're
the
talking about.
The Crazy Town cover. Oh, yeah.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Come, my lady. You're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake. You make me go crazy. Come,
okay,
my lady.
So,
come.
As I understand this, Ryan, those were like the singles, right? Like those were like, that's what the label really would have pushed out for Mac the Rapper.
What's the opposite of kids saying like that slaps? That's what that is.
What's the opposite of kids?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the opposite.
I don't either. I don't even know.
The antithesis of slaps.
I don't quite know how
the,
yeah. What's
the antithesis?
Yeah. Brian Zeke, what's the opposite of it slaps? I don't know. It's mid. Is that what the kids
mid,
say?
Mid.
Yeah, like
yeah, it's mid.
Mid.
It's worse than mid.
It was
mid
worse.
Mid is too generous.
It is worse than mid. So anyway, that's what the label would really push out, right? Those are singles. But you found some B-sides, Ryan. Is
the
that correct?
Cassette had a B-side. All I had to do was just turn it over. Silly me. I didn't even think there would be three more tracks on Mac Jones' rap tape audition. Okay. This first one is kind of nice, though, because during NCAA tournament, there was a long-running ad campaign that featured a very prominent hip-hop song. And now that the tournament's over, I guess we're never going to hear that song again. Right, Mac?
Geek, geek, whoop, whoop, why you all in my ear? Talking a whole bunch of ish that I ain't trying to hear. Get back, you don't know me like that.
Yeah, hello.
Geek, geek, whoop, whoop, I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I'll take you down. Get back, you don't know me like that.
No, I'm just kidding.
I do miss that from the tournament already. Like, just Mac bringing that back, I appreciate it. I already missed that song. That was like every single commercial break all March.
It really was.
Now I didn't realize
I
how much I missed
it. I never got tired of it either.
Yeah, now I realize how much I missed it. Now
geek, geek, whoop, whoop, why you all in my ear? Talking a whole bunch of ish that I ain't trying to hear. Get back, you don't know me like that.
Yeah. Hello. I am playing around. Make one false move, I'll take you down. Get back, get back. You don't know me like that.
Little known fact.
No, I'm just kidding.
Little known fact. That song was about Matt Patricia. Is what that was about. It was what he was screaming at him on the sideline.
I'll take you down.
These kind of sound like.
What is that?
Like, you remember Kids Bop?
Yes.
Yeah, a little
like,
bit.
It's like Kids Bop on opioids.
It's a little bit like, yeah.
Like Xanax.
It's a little bit like Kids Bop. All right, so that's B-side number one. Although I feel like that was maybe a lead single. What else you got there, Ryan?
Well, I guess, I don't know, if somebody got Max here and said, listen, Mac, you know, you got some real talent here, you know, great sense of rhythm and all that, but you might want to try and branch out and try some things that might not necessarily, you know, get some other people besides the hip-hop heads, and I think that's what this one is.
Reluctantly crouched, the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. Wow. The green light flashes. The flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern as they speed through the finish. The flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty. Except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. Hello. The sun has gone down, the moon has come up, and long ago, somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns, and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in her time of need, because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Very impressive.
That was, now, was he that, sounded just like him.
Now,
was
hang on.
Is that Keith in the background?
I was just going to say, who was. I heard Jack Edwards make a cameo there. Who else was in there? You said it was Keith?
There's a bunch of.
Who?
Keith and Stiz were in that.
That was Stiz.
He's going the distance.
And me.
I hear Stag.
He's going for speed.
There's a collaboration.
I hear that now.
All alone in the time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
So I didn't pick up on the I didn't pick up on that.
That's his like, yeah, boy.
They're harmonizing. They're harmonizing in the background. I didn't even pick up on that the first time.
I don't know who the lead singer, I don't know what his name is, the lead singer of Cake, but the very beginning of that, when he first starts, sounded very similar to the way that song starts.
Can we get it again?
Like, that was
just
right on.
Just the
reluctantly crouched, the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time.
Pretty good.
That does.
It's a very natural.
It's tremendous.
Fit. Yeah.
Do you think Mac is aware?
Well done, Mac.
Do you think Mac is aware of Cake? No.
He's probably heard that song in like an arena or something. Mm. That song's a pretty big. You know what I mean? Like that's a song you hear when you're out in public.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I do remember my friend wasn't allowed to listen to rap, and his mom thought that song was a rap song.
The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. Hello.
I mean, that's
like I said, no hip hop.
That is a rap song. Mac just proved it. That's rapper Mac there. Mm-hmm. All right, we got one. Oh, by the way, I'm being informed. Brian says in the Slack channel that trash is the opposite of slaps. It's trash.
That's trash.
Which I feel like I say that. That's what the youth are saying. I definitely don't say it slaps,
so
but I say it's
young.
Trash. That's true. I am very youthful. That's true. A youthful 40.
The lead singer of Cake, by the way, his name is John McCray.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Spell it. M-A-C or M-C?
M-C-C-R-E.
Okay, well, still.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in her time of need.
I mean, ironically, he did not go the distance through his rookie contract, but that's fine. What else do we have? We have one more B-side here from Mac Jones?
Yes, I don't know how he had this one hidden for as long as he did. Because obviously, you know, he did the Sugar Hill Gang last week. He's a big fan of the classics, so, I mean, I don't really think this one needs much of an introduction.
Mac, again, maybe a weird question, but do you think you now or at any point this year sort of had the yips? You know what that is? I mean, do you think that that's something that's happened to you?
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosions.
Excuse me.
Overpowering over the competition. I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics, they'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest. That will all get sliced and diced. Competition paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
That's your favorite.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm towering.
So was that was directed, that must have been directed right at Arkin, is who he's knocking
out.
Like,
I think the kids would call that a diss track.
Yeah.
Oh. Arkin, are you going
to
respond?
Arkin's got 24 hours to respond.
Arkin, are you going to respond or are you going to wait for him to apologize?
I don't know. No, I'm going to be like J. Cole and just come out and say, guys,
you know what?
I said some things I didn't mean. I'm backing out of it. I'm going to go to my own festival and back out of the beef that I started. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull a J. Cole.
I didn't know that he might have had the yips. I'm sorry for asking that question.
Mama said knock you out.
The yips aren't even a real thing, I've come to learn, as I could not describe it when put on the spot.
The way that you backpedaled out of the second part of that question.
I don't know.
It's like a golf thing.
I didn't want to say it's when you suck. Like I was having a hard time saying it's when you suck.
He didn't backpedal. He was shocked because Mac knew what the yips were.
He knows what
Mac.
Course.
Mac was lying. And
every
so
athlete does.
He just wasn't quite ready for that. That's all.
Mac
that's
was
okay.
Just shadow boxing with a picture of Arkan's face.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
That's your favorite.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm towering.
Sure, Mac.
I'm just picturing Mac now in like a Kangol hat and like, you know, an Adidas suit. That's not how I'm picturing him.
Mm-hmm. You think he doesn't own that?
He might.
I bet Sophie bought him that.
He really might. So there you go. More unearthed, I should say, rap songs. B-songs.
Early LL had like the bucket hat, remember?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Bucket hats are in.
Yeah.
That's not, it wasn't like a Kangol.
No,
like
he had the
like
Kangol too, but in like, I feel like in the I'm going to knock you out video, he had a bucket hat on.
Got it.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, I feel like you're right.
I'm going to side with Hip Hop Arkand on this. but anyway, there's more unearthed tracks from Mac Jones.
Poop, why you all in my ear? Talking a whole bunch of ish that I ain't trying to hear. Get back, you don't know me like that.
Yeah, hello.
Geek, poop, I ain't playing around. Make one false move, I'll take you down. Get back, you don't know me like that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Mac barking is just...
The barking's great.
It's another level. Anyway, we'll get to, the man that Mac, quote-unquote, replaced
I'm
in
towering.
New England. Even though you're cowering in Jacksonville. Even though he replaced Cam Newton, he supposedly replaced Tom Brady. He had some comments we want to circle back to. We'll get to that next.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're gonna let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know, I'm always gonna be in good shape, I'll always be able to throw the ball, so. To come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
There's no way Mac Jones has ever heard of cake. That was Tom Brady. We played that for you yesterday.
It's more of a cookies
on the program.
Guy.
Arcan, isn't cake like slang for something?
Sure is. Slang for my Instagram.
I was going to say his whole algorithm is what that's
cake,
slang for.
Cake.
Is that why they were named cake?
Booty.
There's no way that was the slang.
In the 90s? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't know why they came up with that that name. But anyway, that was Tom Brady. We played that for you yesterday. I asked you guys this yesterday. Let's recap in case anybody missed it. You can jump in on a potential Brady return, even though he was very, 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 very wishy-washy about it. On the Deep Cuts podcast with, I don't know, some barber with face tattoos. I forgot his name. But when it comes to Brady coming back, would you pass on a quarterback at 3, Arcan? I'll ask you first since Mego is having a sneezing fit over there. If Brady were to come back, what would you do at 3?
I would take Marvin Harrison.
Okay. And would you rather have Brady than a quarterback at 3?
Sure.
Mego?
Absolutely, I'm taking Brady.
Okay. So Brady and Marvin Harrison,
yes.
Brady and Malik Nabers.
Yeah, I'll take that for a year. I don't even care.
It's a clean sweep. It's the first time I've said pass on the quarterback. The first time I've said pass on the quarterback is if Brady would walk back. He's the one who brought up the Patriots, by the way. So it's the first time I would say pass on a quarterback. And I don't want, bring back Brady and draft Drake May at 3 and let him sit. Hell no. I didn't want them to do that years ago with Jimmy Garoppolo. If Brady's coming back, surround him. Give him Marvin Harrison. Give him Malik Nabers. Give him Roma Dunze. Give him Brock Bowers. Maybe even give him an offense. I could be convinced on an offensive tackle more than drafting a quarterback to let him sit behind Brady. So, hell yeah, pass on the quarterback if Brady were to come back.
I wanted to do that with Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield, so I definitely do it for Tom Brady.
Okay, well, hang on, but there's a follow-up question. But, Mego, you had something first?
Well, I was going to say, what happens if they induct him into the Patriots Hall of Fame this summer and do the whole thing, and then he comes back and he's the quarterback? Do they take him out of the Hall of Fame temporarily?
I don't think that would block anything.
I think the thing that could block it, as we discussed yesterday, is if he becomes a minority owner with the Raiders, then he cannot play in the NFL. That's a rule they changed last year. The owners agreed to it, ratified it. So if he becomes a minority owner, you know he's not coming back, no matter what the rumors are, because he's not allowed to. But in the meantime, that's pending. That's in a holding pattern. He is not part of Raiders ownership yet, so he can return. I don't think the Hall of Fame would prevent him. If Brady were to walk in on this team, as currently constituted, how many games do they win?
This team today,
yes.
Before the draft?
Yeah.
Ooh. 10 games?
Okay. Arcan?
7.
10 was my exact number. Why 7?
Because I think he's maybe worth about 3 more wins. I don't think that he would have taken that team last year and made him a playoff team.
What a hater.
I think he would have made him better than what they were. They were a 4-win team.
I hate
made
Brady.
Him a 7-win team.
7-win team? Tom Brady? Has he ever won 7 games in his life?
No, but he would have on that team last year. If he was lucky.
He doesn't believe.
10. He don't believe. That's true. I'm with you, Matt. That was my exact number, 10. I'm surprised you went there, but 10 was my number.
10. Yeah, 10. 10. It's the Brady magic. And also, like, who knows who may show up if Brady's there. All of a sudden, guys are interested. Hey.
Okay, we're not talking. We're talking about that
coming,
team
the
last.
The GOAT's coming out of retirement. Like, maybe I'll go play with that
guy.
Sure,
if Gronk comes back and all these other people want to come play, sure. But if we're talking about that team last year,
this team here, just them and nobody else,
I would say 7 wins.
We're talking about the team right now?
Right, 7 wins. Max.
10.
10.
10.
That's the number.
Arcan hates Brady.
Yeah.
Why would you bring, if you think he's going to win 7 games, why bring him back? What's the point of that?
Because I think you can draft more players and put them around them.
Okay, fine.
The team isn't what it is right now.
Okay,
you still have the whole draft to go.
So draft players and put them around them. What do you think they can win?
I think they could get up to 9 or 10 wins.
Okay. 9 or
if, 10. With a good draft.
Brady's winning.
That's so generous of you.
Brady's winning 10.
And whatever. It's going to be interesting either way. I don't care.
I don't care
if they win a lot of games.
You know what? That's fair. Yeah. At least Brady here, they would be interesting. I mean, that's completely fair. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. I want to play another clip we did not play yesterday from the same interview where Brady's getting – did they even cut his hair? Like, I feel like when I watched it, his hair didn't change at all. But who knows? He was asked about –
like, grew back immediately like the Santa Claus.
He's the next quarterback, or who will be the next quarterback to win because there's a bunch of young quarterbacks who haven't won yet because Patrick Mahomes wins every effing year, just like Brady did, seemingly for two decades. So who's the next quarterback to break through, and does that give us any clues as to what Brady thinks they should do at number three? Here's his answer.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's, I'd pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
Okay, so number one, I can't wait to hear Brady on broadcast. That's electric. Number two, that guy's got good energy. The barber there guy, is that what you're going to do? Number three, I think that's exactly why you take Drake May. And I've heard other people say this. Maybe it was Breer the other day. I'm not sure we ever played the clip, but Drake May most closely resembles the top quarterbacks in the league.
You're comparing the butt bloodlines?
Yes, correct. J.J. McCarthy does not closely resemble the top quarterbacks in the league. He resembles quarterbacks you can win with. Yeah, Jared Goff and guys like this. Brock Purdy.
He's got great butt bloodlines.
He resembles guys like that. But actual top-flight quarterbacks, the quarterbacks that guys like Tom Brady respect and look at and go, that guy's going to break through, it's only a matter of time, Drake May.
Are you kind of surprised that Brady didn't say Joe Burrow?
He went right to the guy
that was in his division for a while that he was.
You think it's a shot at Bill?
Bill thought was,
I was
not
say,
that good.
You think it's a shot at Bill? Bill hates Josh Allen.
I like that angle. I like that a lot. I like that. I think maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Josh. Yeah.
I feel like Brady might have done that and not even been fully aware of it.
Who's the next quarterback to break through? I know your answer, it's Burrow. Silly question
it's
by
Burrow.
Me. Arkan, who's the next quarterback to break through?
I think it's Lamar Jackson. I think that he's got the two MVPs now. He was right there this year. You know, the Chiefs beat him, obviously, but I think that out of all of them, he's probably the most likely to break through next.
I'm going to go with whoever the Patriots draft at three.
Nice.
No, I'll go. Give me Stroud. If I'm going to take a young quarterback with an actual talented team, give me Stroud. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Coach up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Adam, I usually love your takes, but a couple of days ago, you definitely said something that annoyed me a little bit. You said it was a red flag when Jaden Daniels maybe didn't have a great interview with Washington, and then he maybe would want to play for the Patriots. Now, how do you know, looking at another way, if he didn't have a wonderful bowl of clam chowder, twin lobsters, and loved Gerard Mayo? Maybe he really wants to be a Patriot.
Maybe, and Coach, that might be the case, it might be the truth, and I appreciate the phone call. What I said is, if Jaden Daniels is trying to steer his way here, to this crap fest of a team, I think less of him. I think a little less of, why would you want to play here over Washington? So it is a red flag. I stand by the take, Coach.
It presents a serious question about your judgment. It presents a serious question about your judgment.
What's the equivalent in Maryland? It's crab cakes and what?
Football.
Is that what it is? No, crab cake. What else do you eat?
That's the quote.
I understand from the movie, but I'm saying, what else do you eat? Crab cakes and chowder? Do you eat chowder? And is it that stupid red chowder?
No, that's Manhattan. New York, yeah. Okay. That's Manhattan.
So what do you eat?
Crab cakes. What
else do you weirdos eat down there?
Natty Bo.
What's that?
Natural Bohemian.
What is that?
What is that?
It's a beer. Natty Bo. You've never heard of Natty Bo?
Obviously not. I've heard of Natty Light.
Okay, Natty
That sounds
Bo.
Like some hippie crap is what that sounds like.
Yeah, that sounds
no,
like
it's
somewhere
like,
J.J. McCarthy's like, yeah, man.
Love the Natty Bo.
Yeah,
it's like
$1
beers. What would another one be?
Pit beef sandwiches.
What?
Pit beef sandwiches.
What's a pit beef?
I don't know. That all you Baltimoreans dirty. That I know rave about pit beef sandwiches.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that either. I'm not from Baltimore.
I would not duck that on a work computer, by the way. Don't look that up. 617-779-7937.
Oh, burger cookies. That's another Maryland thing. What?
Right, but mine's
burger
made
cookies.
Up.
What's a burger cookie?
What's wrong with burger cookies?
What is it?
I've never heard those two words together.
A burger cookie?
It's like a sugar cookie that has really, really thick chocolate icing on top of it. It's called a burger cookie.
Sugar cookie with thick icing.
Like thick chocolate icing on top. It almost looks like a cupcake.
Like the kinds you get in the grocery store.
Like a moon pie.
But it's like way thicker. Like the thickness
with three
Q's. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Why are you laughing at burger cookies?
Every day.
I've never ever heard that before.
Every day you just make me hate Maryland a little bit more.
Why? Old Bay's a good one, but Old Bay kind of goes hand in hand with the crab.
Yeah.
So you can't old say like, oh, crab cakes and Old Bay.
Old Bay goes on everything.
Who is crab cakes without Old Bay? You're a psycho.
Yeah, I like crab cakes. I don't like all the work that goes into opening up a crab, but I don't like that with lobster either. We'll continue with your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Celtics. What's your concern level after back-to-back losses to the Bucks and the Knicks? That's next.
from the Rubenstein Law Studios. 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!